And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. In her desperation to help her husband Larry, who was about to be tried for the murder of Oliver Wilson, handsome young ne'er-do-well who was found hanging in the wings backstage of the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, Mary has agreed to meet a sinister character known as Victor in the waiting room at the Pennsylvania station. Although she knows this man, who was formerly the chauffeur of wealthy Rupert Barlow, knows that he is not to be trusted, nevertheless, we find Mary right now hurrying through the station. And
I only hope this isn't going to be another disappointment. If Larry knew I was coming here to talk to Victor, he'd be furious. And he's so set against me as it is that it doesn't matter. If only I can find out something that will help anything at all. Now, where do you suppose Victor will be? He said the waiting room. I went all through here before, and if this is just another trick, I don't think I can bear it.
Hello, Mrs. Noble.
Oh.
So you decided to play smart after all.
Victor, I came as quickly as I could. But I hope you really have something important to tell me. Because I know very well I shouldn't be here.
Yeah, you don't want anybody to see you hanging around with a guy like me, is that it?
Victor, I came here to Penn Station because you said you had something that would help my husband in his trial for the murder of Oliver Wilson.
Sure, I got something, Mrs. Noble. And you're lucky I'm in the mood to spill it to you instead of selling it somewhere else.
Won't you please tell me what it is, Victor, and let me go on? I have to go and see my husband in a short while.
I guess maybe he can wait. He's been waiting all this time in the New York City jail. And what I got to say might be the means of springing him out of the joint. And I'm the only guy that's able to talk. Understand?
Yes, but what is it, Victor? What do you know that hasn't come to light?
I know who twisted a rope around that Oliver Wilson's neck and hauled him up in the back of the theater. And it wasn't your husband.
Who? Who was it?
Just a minute, Mrs. Noble. Take it easy. I gotta protect myself. I'm trying to do you a big favor, but I gotta be sure it don't come back at me and get me in a jam. You understand that, don't you?
Oh, of course. I swear I won't involve you. Just tell me what you know.
Look, Mrs. Noble, what kind of a guarantee do I have that you won't get excited and blab the whole story to the cops? I ain't in very good standing with them right now, and it wouldn't be nice for me if they were to haul me in for more questioning.
I promise I won't say anything. Just give me something to go on. Something that I can use to help my husband. His trial is coming up in 2 days, and he needs every bit of help he can get.
Yeah, don't I know it. There's a couple of people that like to hang this rap on your husband. Mr. Rupert Barlow, for one.
Mr. Barlow wouldn't deliberately withhold evidence when he knows how serious the charge against my husband is.
No? Okay. Maybe you know the guy better than me, even though I worked for him over 10 years.
This isn't getting us anywhere, Victor. Can't you tell me what it is you know? You said you have positive evidence of who killed Oliver Wilson.
I didn't say nothing about evidence, Mrs. Noble. I said I know who bumped the guy off.
Well, isn't it the same thing?
Not by a long shot. I can tell you who it is and how I know. But remember, you already promised not to drag me into it.
Yes, Victor. But if you're the only person who can prove
it, you gotta find some other way or it's no dice. I'm taking a long chance telling you it all. The rest you gotta work out for yourself. Is that clear, Mrs. Noble?
Yes.
You don't sound any too sure. Maybe you're fixing to cross me up. Maybe I better skip the whole thing.
Victor, no. I swear I won't bring you into it. I promise. On my word of honor.
Well. Okay, then, Mrs. Noble. Let's go right over here where we can be out of the way and sit down. And I'll tell you exactly what I saw backstage at the theater that night. And just when it happened. After that, if you're smart, you can work it out from there on in. That is, if you really want to see your husband free.
You know I do, Victor. I'd give anything in the world to save Larry. Anything.
Okay, then. Listen to this. And listen carefully.
Atlantic Coastline Special just arriving on track 20. Atlantic Coastline Special, track 20.
Sometime later, we find Larry Noble in the New York City jail visiting room with his newly acquired witness, the glamorous Claudia Vincent. And we hear,
I have to be so terribly careful, Larry, because I don't want to be recognized coming here to talk to you. It wouldn't be safe for me, and it would be very bad for your case. Your lawyer, Mr. Savage, has admitted that.
I hope you're not running into serious trouble on my account, Claudia.
Why shouldn't I, Larry? when you've been so wonderful to me. Larry, didn't you give me my big chance in the theater, in spite of all the protests from your wife, Mary, and all her friends?
That doesn't matter now, Claudia.
So it matters to me, Larry. It matters more than anything. Oh, I was a fool to jeopardize my big chance of a career in the theater. You'll never know how much I regretted it.
It's over and done with, Claudia.
I don't suppose you'll ever understand what prompted me to run off and elope with Oliver Wilson.
Well, no, I can't say it makes much sense to me.
Well, Oliver pretended to be something that he was not, Larry. He lied to me and made me believe he was frightfully rich. Oh, I know it sounds beastly, but I felt that I would be secure for the rest of my life, that I wouldn't have to accept help from anyone. However, Larry, you may be sure that I'll tell a very convincing story on the stand, darling. That is, if I'm kept safe until then.
You're being guarded all the time, aren't you?
Yes, there's a man waiting outside to take me back to your friend Lester Jordan's apartment, but Larry, that doesn't mean that I'm safe.
Who is it you're afraid of, Claudia? Why don't you tell me? It's horrible to think of being exposed to such danger.
I told you, Larry, darling, I can't explain, not until I take the stand. Oh, but I swear I'll be your best witness, even though it may ruin my reputation forever.
I don't see why it should. If you know who killed Oliver, surely it's only right to say so.
At the proper time, Larry, please. Please, I insist on doing this my own way. Larry, I just want you to believe that after my testimony is finished, you will be acquitted of this murder.
Well, I guess it's got to be played your way, Claudia. All I'm interested in is being acquitted.
Of course, darling. All this has been ghastly for you. And, if I may say so, your wife Mary hasn't been much help, has she? Chasing around day and night with Rupert Barlow.
Let's skip that.
Of course, Larry, I understand. Oh, I simply must say that I think you're the most wonderfully forgiving man in this whole world. The way you've stood by your wife and the interviews you've given to the press these past few days.
Yes. Haven't they been splendid? I'm forced to congratulate myself on a brilliant performance.
What in the world do you mean, darling?
Only that it's all window dressing. All for the benefit of the great public who want to believe in fairy tales.
Then it's not true? You mean to say you haven't forgiven Mary for her shocking behavior while you've been in custody here in this jail?
I'm through having any false ideals. I've finished believing in anyone. From now on, I'm going to be fighting for my own neck. Fighting just to get a chance to settle a score that's been building against me for much too long.
Oh, Larry, darling.
Mary, dear. Oh, I've been counting the minutes. All right, you can stop the act. It's only Claudia Vincent, and she already knows the truth about us.
Larry's just been explaining things to me, dear. I didn't know.
I see. That's very good of him, Claudia, I'm sure. He couldn't have told a more reliable person.
Oh, now really, Mary. Considering your own behavior, I hardly think you're justified in insulting me. I'm only trying to help your husband, and that's more than you've attempted to do.
Indeed. Just let me tell you, Claudia Vincent, I'm not fooled by anything you say or do. I wouldn't dream of accepting your so-called help or allowing you to take the stand in court, because I happen to know...
That's enough of that, Mary. Claudia has offered to give testimony at my trial, the most important testimony. And right now, I'm not turning down any help I can get.
I'm sorry, Larry. I won't say another word.
Good, then we understand each other. I hope you'll continue to visit me and give credence to my little pageant of domestic bliss. My lawyer claims it's most important. And you may be sure it's the last favor I shall ever ask you.
Well, if you don't mind, I believe I'd better leave you now. This is entirely a private discussion, and, well, it's rather embarrassing to be in the middle of it.
Forgive me, Claudia. It's awful to expose you to our personal disagreements. Particularly when you're being so darn wonderful about wanting to help me.
I told you why I'm so anxious to do everything I can, Larry. And I always will be.
Yes, and I appreciate it. A lot more than you know.
Goodbye, dear. And try not to worry. Oh, I promise you I'll be very helpful on the witness stand.
I believe that. Goodbye, Claudia. And thanks for coming.
Don, I'm leaving now. Will you see me through the outside door, please?
Larry, do you actually believe Claudia Vincent means to help you?
Of course, Mary.
Don't you know she can't be trusted? Don't you know she's only doing this to save her own skin? Larry, darling, listen to me, please. I know for a fact that Claudia is the one who killed Oliver Wilson. I know that she's only trying to hide her guilt by pretending to side with you.
Stop it, will you, Mary? I've had enough of your crazy accusations. Can't you stop this backbiting and insane female bickering? And try for just a short while to do what's best for me.
But it's true, Larry. I swear it's true. It was Claudia who murdered Oliver Wilson.
And I suppose you can prove it.
No, but I know it's true. She killed him. Claudia Vincent is guilty of the murder of Oliver Wilson.
Larry Noble is scornful of this outburst from his wife, Mary. And in this mood, Mary knows it is hopeless to talk to Larry. What did Victor tell about this unfortunate case? And will it help to bring out the truth? We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.